Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Live here at the ESPN studio on Palm Avenue across from Bullard High School. It's good to be back after not bringing you guys a show last week. And of course, we all know tomorrow is Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. We certainly have much to be thankful for. For the next hour, we're going to be talking pure Fresno Pacific University athletics. And tonight, we're wrapping up a remarkable season from the women's volleyball team. These guys were predicted to finish ninth in the Pac West. Well, they went out and proved the predictors wrong and finished third with an overall record of 18-10 and finished with a five-game winning streak, including a great win last Saturday at Azusa Pacific. We'll be chatting for a second time with first-year head coach Kelsey Montagna, who did a fantastic job this year. We got a couple freshmen who made an impact this year. Michaela Smith, she's a Hoover grad, and Devin Castaneda, she is from Redwood in Visalia. But before we recap the last 2 weeks in Sunbirds Athletics and talk to the girls, the men's basketball team, we want to let you guys know they've won three out of the last four. They're participating in a really neat event next week called Giving Tuesday, and here to give us a synopsis is Coach CJ Haydock. Welcome. You are now officially, you beat Kelsey because she's going to be a two-time guest, but you beat her to it. You're now officially a two-time guest because you beat her to the microphone tonight.
Who runs this thing? We got to get a better guest lineup than me being first, going twice. It's got to be Kelsey first.
Well, she's had an amazing season, and you guys are just beginning your basketball season. But tell us about this awesome event that's going on Tuesday at Fresno Pacific.
For sure. So Giving Tuesday is our annual fundraiser. It's a university-wise event. It's an opportunity for our community to partner with us in a bunch of ways. You can get me waxing poetic about the work we do at Fresno Pacific institutionally and athletically in terms of transforming lives. And so Giving Tuesday is an opportunity right after Thanksgiving for people to come alongside and partner with our university. They can support any of our teams. We do all kinds of things. It's one of our biggest fundraisers of the year, institutionally and athletically. And, there's all kinds of fun stuff that goes on with it. There's random matching gifts. There's all kinds of things. And so people can participate in that by going to fpu.edu/Giving Tuesday. And it's opportunity to support all these teams and athletes that we love. We know, we're really proud of what we offer at Fresno Pacific. We're really proud of the mission we fulfill. We're really proud of the platform that we offer for local athletes like the ones you have today. We're really proud of the transformative work we do in young people's lives. And that comes at a cost, especially in the world of college athletics, especially in a world with inflation. And so, we're putting that plea out there on our social media channels, on all those things, and people who want to come alongside and partner with us. We've scaled a really cool event. We've got lots of proud alumni and donors, but we open it up to our community as well because we are our city and we are one of the best platforms of our cities. And we're doing some of the best transformative work in the lives of young people through athletics. And, volleyball is an incredible opportunity to come alongside and support. The freshman of the year is going to be on later from our backyard at Hoover High School. And there's so many stories like that in our athletes, from our population, stories of success and triumph, stories of people overcoming adversity, and the platform we offer, the transformative nature of our education and our holistic development, needs supporting. And so, that's what Tuesday's kind of about for us. We tap our alumni pretty heavily to support us, but we also open that up to our local community in terms of, like, you want to partner with something, you want to transform young people's lives, that's available to you.
So is it an event? Is it a spectacle? Or is there, people that show up and can meet the student athletes and the coaches? Yeah. What exactly does that look like?
All of it. So there's all kinds of info on the website, fpu.edu/Giving Tuesday. There's a text campaign to raise money. There's a celebration on our campus. The info's on the website. We got all kinds of thank yous. We do drawings with our students. There's these random time challenge gifts where if you give at a certain time of day, you might be lucky enough that a designated program gets their gift doubled up. We have a couple matching opportunities, right? We've had a really generous donor in our tennis program that'll match a gift up to $5,000, wow, which is really, really cool. We're working on an alumni plaza for track right now. The ground is broken on it already. We've got a matching gift up to 10K. And there's, you know, for people who athletics isn't their thing, there's opportunities to invest in student development and first generation investment in first generation college students. There's opportunities to invest in students that are in the seminary. FPU is a foundational part of not only Southeast Fresno, but our entire Valley community, and nobody serves the Valley better than us. And so, that's what we're trying to rally and provide exposure from. Obviously, my corner of the world is athletics, and I can speak very proudly of the work we do and the partnership we need in a growingly expensive collegiate sport world.
And I think the cool thing about Fresno Pacific University and giving is because the money, you're literally investing in young people's lives, aren't you? Literally that, so they could go out and be good citizens and good community members. It's an investment in student athletes, isn't it?
No question. And I think too, like, you get the best of both worlds. This isn't big college transactional sports. The mission of Fresno Pacific is really, really is most profound through athletics, if you ask me and my jaded lens as someone who participates in it. But like, you know, in my program, we say first things stay first. That's our motto, but that's true throughout our department. You're watching transformation of young people. You're watching what college athletics is supposed to be. It's not professional athletics. It's not transactional. It's transformational. It's community oriented. It's giving opportunities to people in our backyard. It's this profound population of international student athletes who come and rep our city the right way. It's spiritual development. It's all of those things that are transformative and not transactional. And we have this great collection of young coaches that we've brought along. We have a culture on our campus that is worthy of supporting, without a doubt. And so we're hopeful that people come alongside that on Tuesday. We're hopeful that it is a successful day for us across the board. And we're not shy about asking for that support and standing proudly by the work we do.
That's great. Talking with CJ Haydock, the men's basketball coach at Fresno Pacific University. One more follow-up, CJ. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. Can people like donate specifically to a sport? You mentioned what track,
yep,
has a project that they're working on. So, and there's a matching donation, what, up to $5,000. So,
yep,
you know, can you say, hey, I want to invest in the men's basketball program. I like what they're doing, or water polo.
Yep.
Yeah. I got a young person that, is involved in water polo, and I'd like to see Fresno Pacific get this type of money. Can it work that way as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you go to the website, fpu.edu/givingtuesday, there's a drop down in athletics that allows you to support all 18 teams, right? We're launching Stunt right now, which we're really, really excited to offer the Valley. There's a huge population of young ladies in the Valley, who participate in Stunt, and we're going to get the opportunity to be one of the first programs in Division II in California to launch that, right? So what people are excited about, and I would say because we have some matching gifts involved, there's no amount too small. So people who are passionate about college athletics, who are maybe not happy with the direction of the way the big college athletics has gone, all of those people fit under our tent. All of those people can come alongside us and help us, and it goes much further for an NCAA Division II Christian liberal arts university than it does for other places. And so, yeah, they can support by individual programs. If you're a basketball fan, you're welcome to give to our program or the women's basketball program. You know, baseball's got all this positive momentum with a stadium being built. Men's soccer needs our support with, you know, just wrapping up with almost winning the PacWest championship. Volleyball's future is immeasurably bright. All of those things come with a dollar and cent cost, and it's on our community to make sure that we're representing them the right way.
Perfect. Awesome job. I think this is a great opportunity for everybody out there, especially you listeners, to invest not only in the college as a whole, but into specific programs and investing into the lives of student athletes. And that's one of the great things that this show brings, is the stories that these kids are able to share about their experience at Fresno Pacific and how it's transformed their lives. So, Coach, thanks for coming in. And we got to get you on soon. I know you guys just started the season. You guys have a game Saturday as well, right?
Yeah, UC Merced at home. Yes, sir.
All right, awesome. Thanks for coming on, Coach.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, we got some recapping to do. So we didn't have a show last Wednesday. So I got 2 weeks of good stuff that's going on at Fresno Pacific University. This has been a little bit of a transition time. Now we're transitioning into full-time basketball. But I want to recap what's going on the last couple weeks. I want to start with men's soccer. What an incredible season they had. They were in the PacWest playoffs. Check this out, guys. Fresno Pacific University, they defeated the conference champion Point Loma for a second time in 8 days. They advanced to the championship game last week and had a shot at an automatic berth in the NCAA tournament, but they fell to Westmont in the championship game in a heartbreaker. They were up 2-0 at halftime. Those Warriors scored 3 goals against them, including the game winner in the final seconds. They won a tournament. They move on to the NCAAs. But congrats to Coach Cam Shirokey and the amazing job that he and his players did this year. They had an incredible and memorable run. In women's cross country, former guest Julissa Avila, she went to the NCAA D2 National Championships after her 14th place finish at the West Regionals. The Farmersville native capped off her historic season with a 115th place finish out of the top 262 runners in the nation. She became the first woman runner to qualify and compete in the national championships. Congrats to her on a great season. The basketball teams, like I said, are in full swing right now. The women are 4-3 after a 69-58 victory last night away. It was a road game at Cal State San Bernardino. Kerman's Bree Hurt scored 15 points and added 10 rebounds. Last week in a win over Cal State East Bay, former guest Central High's Jayla Green exploded for 20 points on 9 of 10 shooting. Men's hoops, they're currently 3-4 after dropping last night's home game to Cal State Dominguez Hills. Isaac Peralta, a former guest, he's leading the team in scoring at 11.3 points per game. With the big Aussie, Harrison Panisi, I get that right, Coach?
Yes, sir.
All right, thumbs up. Scored 10 points in that one. In swim, the men's and women's team competed at the University of Laverne Invitational. The men won 11 events to win the meet, and Fresno Pacific's Rasmus Hansen set 2 new school records, including a new best in the 50-meter free. In men's water polo, their season came to an end after a series of matches, including a senior day win over UC Merced. Former guests Pietro Cantano and Chase Hamas and Forrest Gray were honored, with Pietro making the all-WWPA first team. Chase made second team, and Forrest was an honorable mention. And finally, today's guest, women's volleyball. They had an incredible season, and they were predicted to finish 9th in the preseason. They wrapped up their season last weekend with a win over Azusa Pacific to finish 3rd overall in the PacWest Conference, behind nationally ranked powerhouses Chaminade and Point Loma. Visalia's Mia Gilchrist, who was also named PacWest Player of the Week this week for the 3rd time this season, was selected for the All-PacWest First Team, along with setter Cambria Waits. Today's guest, Hoover High's Michaela Smith, wrapped up a massive freshman year by not only making the All-PacWest second team, but was also honored as the conference's co-freshman of the year. Congrats to Michaela, Mia, Cambria, and the entire team, as well as head coach Kelsey Montagna, for a memorable season at Fresno Pacific University. We're about to hear from this couple members of the volleyball team next. You're listening to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
On 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Show. Thank you guys for listening. This is 790 ESPN. If you guys want to hear any of the old shows where you missed parts of this show, it will be up on 790ESPNFresno.com about half an hour after the show ends, which is at 7 o'clock. So, hey, you can probably skip the commercials as well. So we always love it when you can the opportunity rises up. You can go back and listen to these wonderful stories that Fresno Pacific University has. And Coach CJ Haydock did a fantastic job explaining what their huge fundraiser is all about. That's going to be happening next Tuesday. It's called Giving Tuesday. So please invest in these young men and women. They all have fantastic stories. I'm going to make great members of society as well. So for a second time this season, we got some girls from the volleyball team and Coach Kelsey Montana. First-time guests, Michaela Smith and Devin Castaneda. They are both freshmen, so thanks, guys, for coming on. Appreciate it. How you guys doing? You guys excited? You nervous? A little bit of both? This is easy for Coach, right? She's just kind of sitting there looking at you guys and smiling. Yeah. But you guys excited about this? This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're excited.
It is going to be fun. All right, so Coach, we're going to get to these girls in just a second. So the last time we chatted, it was a while ago. It was towards the beginning of the year, right?
It was probably of one of the first weeks.
I think you might have been guest number one.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You were. So some stuff happened in between then and now. Some really good stuff. A lot of really good stuff. So I mentioned that you guys were picked 9th out of 14th. So you guys proved those other coaches wrong. Just talk about the season, the incredible turnaround. I know you guys, you know, bonded with some great experiences this year on and off the court. So what kind of was the secret sauce this season for this year's turnaround and winning team?
Yeah, I think the first part was never proving anyone wrong. I think it was just getting in there and setting a standard and our expectations and going in there every day with the same expectation and being consistent with it, you know, and number one, like our number one goal as coaches is to get them better volleyball players, but better women. And I think that we did that every day. And if we weren't, then that was our test. It wasn't if we beat this team or not. Like, of course, we're very competitive. And I think my coaching staff is and our players are as well. But we lost the matches that we needed to, unfortunately. I wish we had those back. But we did a lot of good stuff, too. And so I don't ever want it to be like we have to prove people wrong. We just have to be ourselves and we have to be really true to who we are. And I think we did a really good job at finding that within the players that were returning and our new incoming players. And I think that was the secret sauce.
I mean, good players and good culture. You guys definitely set the standard for this year and years to come. Coach, like what point of the season, like what stands out to you most? You know, your last match was Saturday, so you probably haven't had a whole lot of time to reflect on the season, but like which part of the season stands out to you the most right now?
I think there was a turning point after we had some brutal home matches against Vanguard, Azusa, and Westmont. And all three of those matches, unfortunately, we lost. But we honestly, if you look at statistically, we should have won. And so we as coaches went back to the drawing board and we're like, what is wrong? You know, what are we not doing as a coaching staff to get them successful? Like, it's all here. But what is that missing piece? And a lot of people kept saying, you know, you can't rebuild Rome in a day and all that stuff. And I just, you know, me and who I am, I'm like, well, why can't I, you know, and why should they not get that in return just because we're new and we're new coaches and it's new culture and, you know, everyone's kind of all over the place. And I think we just kind of sit back and say, we believe in what we're doing and we trust in the process and we need them to trust in the process. And they did. It just, I think that week really brought some light into, hey, this is going really well. Okay, how do we respond to things that aren't going well? And that really took us towards the end, I think. So we went down to Hawaii and played Chaminade extremely hard. And, you know, that was our match to win. We were tied at 11-11. And then they just kind of started bringing it to us those last 4 points. So we were right there. And that's all we can see is the growth throughout the year.
And you're talking about Chaminade and Point Loma. I think they went, 42-5 overall this year and ranked third and fourth in the nation.
Sean was right. About sixth in the nation, okay. And they had been pretty steadily high in rankings all year. And given so, I mean, they deserve it. They're a great team. They have some really great coaching. And so, you know, and same with Point Loma. And when we played Point Loma, it was the same. I mean, we lost in three, but when you look at a record, right, or a win loss of 3-0, you don't really see the points. And like we lost probably by 8 points, I think, total throughout the whole match. So those are just slight fixes. And so, and that's what we really talked about. It wasn't the overall, like, we lost. It was, we're so close. So how do we minimize maybe an error here and there? Or how do we see the other side for what it is instead of forcing something? So it's honestly a difference of 5-6 points. It's not the difference between 20 or blowouts or anything like that. And so we just try to really engrave that in them as you're right there. You're a really good team. We have something special. And we knew that coming in. And I think we really try to push that.
Confidence is certainly a huge factor. And you got a couple freshmen here to your left that made really big impacts this season and will for seasons to come. So let's start with Michaela. So directly to your left. So talk about what she brought to the program this year and how you saw her develop.
Yeah, I mean.
And her accolades, of course. I want to leave that to you to talk about, her accolades this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being a freshman coming in to a new program with a new coaching staff is hard. Like, that's something that they took on. And, you know, we just put our best foot forward every single day and try to get them going. You know, it's a new school. It's college. It's different than high school. So, you know, we knew that. And I came from coaching community college where it's all brand new and there's, you know, some baggage that comes along. And so we just try to stay as patient as possible, but try to give the learning lessons when we could. And, you know, I think that says a lot. And there was a lot of obstacles with, you know, times where maybe their shirt wasn't right or things like that. But I think we always try to give grace and teach that to our seniors as well, or the upperclassmen. But Michaela, I mean, Michaela and Devin were my first recruits ever. And I mean, to put it out there, like, they're some of the best in the Valley, I thought, in their class. So I was super excited for them to come to us and help build the program. That was something I talked to them about, is like, it's not just you. Like, I want you here to build this generation, this next generation of culture here, and to want to help people and bring people along the way that are from the Valley. And they've done such a great job. I mean, yes, Michaela, she started on the right, and then we knew later down the road she would eventually get to the left, and maybe that was sooner than maybe she wanted, but we did it quick. And she embraced that role and did a fantastic job. I think she shocked the conference, and I can't wait for her to continue to do it, to be honest. So, you know, there's always roads in the bumps in the roads, and we never expect them to be perfect. You know, it's how can we help? How can we manage things? And, you know, and it's just a growing pattern, and next year will be better.
Co-freshman of the year for Michaela. And we're going to get to you in just a second. I know you guys want to hear from the girls, but Devin, you mentioned she's one of the top players in the central section last year. What does she bring to the program this year?
And Devin brings consistency. Every day she comes in there and she is who you see right now. Is consistent, bubbly. I mean, her defense, she is a libero. And that's what I was really looking for. And our senior, McKenna, did a great job, and I think Devin got to learn a lot from McKenna in a lot of good ways, and I'm so excited to see how Devin embraces that role. And she was in and out of the jersey, and then we had to come to terms with, like, we need to get them both on the court, and what does that look like, and who can do a better job at middle back versus left back? They probably don't even know all of our coaching strategies that I'm exploiting right now, but we're like, how do we get these two on the court more often than not when we're playing these top level teams? And in general, did it just increase? And Devin just brings that. I mean, she has that libero mentality. She's hungry. She gets in there. She'll light up and dig a hard swing and you're shocked. She'll be able to set out a system and keep you in system. And so, I mean, that is what we want in our libero, and she'll take advantage of every opportunity she gets. And that's key as a libero. She moves and she looks like a libero. And that's, I mean, just her personality in general is what you look for. And
that's
so
awesome.
Super excited for both of these two and to start my coaching recruiting with, you know, it's hard to top these two. So
Michaela, obviously hearing that from coach has got to give you a huge smile and even a boost of confidence. So what was your favorite part of the volleyball season this year for Fresno Pacific?
My favorite part would have to be, she knows what I'm going to say, but we have this app called Slack. And whenever we would get an award or some funny announcement, coach would send her GIFs, and they were pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie. So those were fun moments.
And it, well, yeah, right, loosens you up a little bit, but also, yeah, it you're a cool coach, right?
Is that I don't know if they would agree to that, but maybe. I would leave them hanging for a while. Yeah, I would probably send something and then maybe 30 minutes later respond. Yeah. And it's like blown up. Oh. Like, coach, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I had a meeting. Sorry. Yeah. Or, oh, sorry, I'm driving, you know.
Can't respond. All right, Devin, for you, what was one of the season highlights for you?
Well, definitely beating Biola and Concordia in their home gym, because that was really exciting, because hearing from past, like, previous years at FPU, like, it's been a struggle for them. And so then I just, like, love that we just came in there and just demolished. Even, I mean, it was, like, our first, like, we only played them once through this season. So, like, we couldn't go back to them. So it was, like, one and done right there, like, you know. So it was good time.
So the 14 teams in the league, and you only play each team once, huh?
No, it's separated by pods, and it's even going to change now. More so. So we'll only play Hawaii once, and we're going to go there every other year now. And there's a whole thing that's changing. And now we'll have a conference tournament next year, which will be great. I mean, that's good for us. And so, we play some teams once, some teams are on our side. We play them twice. Like, we played HPU and Shaw twice, but we played Hawaii Hilo once.
Okay.
So it just kind of depends on where it falls.
And we were talking off air about some of the environments that were the loudest, right? Some student sections were standing up the whole game and were, what, maybe 5-6 feet away from you guys. What was, like, the craziest environment or the loudest? Maybe you don't even remember some points, right? But, like, what was one environment that stands out to you that was pretty wild?
I would say Biola and UC, where?
Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
I would also say William Jessup, especially because their home opener, that was a crazy matchup.
Yeah. But Biola being, like, our first real conference game, I would say that was very overwhelming, to just, like, being called out by these random people that you've never met.
Right?
It's just, like, it was a lot of pressure, I would say. And
they get very personal.
Look at your bios online kind of pick something
they'll
apart.
Go through your Instagram, they'll call out your grandma, they'll call out your mom, they'll call out your boyfriend, they don't care.
Right? They tell you suck, right? Like, they really
and they're
try
like
to get you.
Three steps away from the court, so, like, they're, like, attacking you.
It's college so athletics, funny. Right?
Yeah,
right?
Pretty
you gotta
intense,
block
yeah.
out it's the noise. So, Michaela, you are a Hoover grad. Right? Straight, obviously a true freshman. What were, like, some of the huge adjustments from high school volleyball to then Division II volleyball at Fresno Pacific?
Yeah, the adjustment was crazy. I would say being at Hoover, it was definitely a lower level. Club definitely kept me consistent, I would say. But just the transformation overall, it was a lot. My body was in shock. 24/7, I felt like I never had time to just, like, feel no pain. But it was, like, a good pain.
Or breathe,
pain.
Right?
Yeah,
like, take a
it
deep
was a
breath,
good
yeah.
pain. It was, I loved how hardworking everything was and how high pace it was. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious about, and I love this question, going from high school to college at any level, but was there a moment that you're like, oh my gosh, I got to raise my game. These girls are really good. Maybe there's an angle or a hit. You're like, hey, I was able to pound that 100% of the time in high school. I get to college, it's much less. Like, did you have any specific moments like that this year? Like, oh my gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought.
Yeah, I had a lot. just in high school, I was able to just kind of go up there and just do whatever I wanted. Got to college, there's a huge block. There's people above 6 feet. I mean, you gotta find your way around. So I definitely think I grew in that aspect of just being able to find where to go around the hands.
I mean, club definitely helped too.
Yeah, club definitely helped.
Well, you're playing at a high level in club, right?
Yes.
And you're playing lots of matches against other girls that are really, really invested. Devin, what about you? Did you have, like, any moments where, man, this game is really, really fast?
For sure. Like, what I loved about it, though, is I'd come in with players that actually wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like, in high school, everyone's just complaining and, like, and like they don't want to be there. They don't want to work hard. This is what I love about college. Like you want to be there and you want to work hard. And although, yeah, all the pain, especially in preseason, because like we're training like hardcore double days. Yeah, it's overwhelming, but I think it's what we need. And I love it personally.
That's college sports, right? It's a huge jump. And yeah, you got to try to get your body to catch up to your mind or your mind catch up to your body either way. Right. And so, yeah, it's definitely a huge adjustment. All right. Girls, I want to go back to high school. So I heard a little bit about your story, how you ended up at Fresno Pacific University and playing for Kelsey. But Michaela, like, was Fresno Pacific even on your radar? I think you committed somewhere else and they decided Fresno Pacific. So how did that all play out?
FPU was not on my radar whatsoever. I do have an older brother who plays baseball at Fresno Pacific, so I knew what the school was. Like, I've been there. I just never, like, have heard anything about the volleyball program, so I just kind of was like, oh, I want to, like, get away. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. So I was getting recruited from Menlo, and I committed, and I signed there, and then the coach decided to take a step down, and so I was able to release, like, my signing. So that was a whole process, and then I kind of just went on with club and was like, whatever comes to me will come to me, and Kelsey got the job, and I knew her from club, and I was like, I feel like this is the place, and she just offered me a really great opportunity, and I took it, and I wouldn't change it for anything else.
Awesome. What a great answer.
That was good.
Gosh, that was really good. Yeah. Book it, man.
That was good.
Book it. All right, so Devin, how did you find your way to Fresno Pacific?
Well, it's interesting because my senior year, during the winter and stuff, I was training beach volleyball. I was in beach volleyball. I was locked in. I wanted to go to college for beach volleyball. I was not interested in indoor. But then our me and Michaela's club season, really, like, with Kelly Winter, for her being our head coach, really made me, like, love indoor again. I just, like, that season was just the best thing that's ever happened to us. Yeah. And so I was on the verge of committing to the Masters University for NAIA volleyball.
For beach, right?
Or beach volleyball, yeah. And but then Kelsey reached out and gave me also a good opportunity, and I just, like, I'm from here, so, like, I had a lot of connections, and so it just, like, worked out perfectly, and I got to know that I'm going to play with one of my peers, one of my co-captains.
So you guys never played, like, it was never a Hoover, there's not a Hoover versus Redwood matchup.
No.
You guys just knew each other for club.
No, we would just cheer each other on from the sideline. Yeah. I mean, I never really saw Hoover play, but.
Yeah, we were kind of out of the.
But who committed first? Like, did you say, I'm going to Fresno Pacific, and then you texted Devin? Like, how'd that story go?
We actually committed.
Are you
much
finding this out for the first time, coach?
No, because I would see the letter. Bit? Yeah, I saw the post.
Yeah, okay. we committed
together.
At the same time. Yeah. So we went to a preview day at FPU, and we went and took our little picture, you know.
Yeah.
And she went. Where'd we go? We went to some smoothie place.
Yeah.
Because we had practice later, and she didn't want to drive all the way back, obviously. Like, that's really far. So we hung out, and we were sitting, and I was like, okay, Devin, like, I'm ready to post this. Like, when are you going to post yours? So she typed her whole thing up. We posted it at the
literally
exact
at the same time.
Same time. And, yeah, it was just. Yeah.
And you're sitting here today after an 18-10 season and all that good stuff that came along with it. So what are your favorite classes? Like, did you take your regular freshman introduction classes, or you got a favorite one that stands out right now? I mean, it's barely November.
Yeah.
You guys, is the first semester over already?
We have, like, two more weeks left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a favorite one or not?
I would say if I had to pick a favorite, it would be my oral comm class, just because the teacher is just absolutely hilarious, and she's great. She's just a great human. But yeah, me, Dev, and one of our teammates, Amanda, have a psych class, and that's pretty fun too, but could be better.
Devin, what about you?
I personally really like philosophy, like critical thinking, and I really like my teacher too, because he's also like like very, he's very wise. So I learn a lot from him, and it's like interesting stuff.
Well, so you seem like a very serious person. You're taking college very, like, I love how you talked about volleyball. Like, man, when you get to college, everyone's on the same page. We all want to get better as a team individually. So, yeah, schoolwork as well. Good to hear about. All right, got a couple more questions. We got a couple more minutes here. Coach, I'm going to start with you. All right, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Okay. You're like, where are you going with this? You have some go-tos, like, as far as the menu? Like, what is your favorite? Like, what's something you see out on the table, like, oh, man, I'm going to grub out with this stuff?
Oh, man. We're kind of a funky house. We're, like, gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
So we – I know they're laughing at me. Gluten-free stuffing. It's really good. But prime rib. We're huge meat eaters. So prime rib is on the menu, which is –
So no traditional turkey, ham.
Yeah, it's there.
Going to the prime rib.
It's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Not
Who cooks it, though?
I do.
You cook the prime rib?
I typically cook a lot, yes. Ever since I was very young, I would cook. I was very obsessed with cooking shows when I was younger. Mm-hmm. Fun fact. And that's all I would do when I was young is cook and play sports.
That's awesome. All right. Yeah. Cook and play sports. All right. Michaela. What about you? Favorite grub at Thanksgiving?
My favorite would have to be the mac and cheese and the sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top.
Okay. All right, Devin, we got to take a break here, but Devin, what are your favorite foods at Thanksgiving?
Well, mine is also mac and cheese and the mashed potatoes. And one time my dad deep fried the turkey, and it literally was the best thing ever.
That's what people say. People swear by the deep fried turkey. Yes, they say it's
amazing.
It was
the best thing ever. So we haven't had it since, but I'm going
to. Okay, deep fried turkey, mac and cheese, and gluten-free all across the board for a coach, including prime rib steak that she cooks. All right, we're going to hear a little bit more from you guys. We got Enzo with some questions from the student body at Fresno Pacific University. You're listening to Sunburst Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show. We got the women's volleyball team in the house. And just like every show, we got some questions from the Fresno Pacific University student body. And for that, we got Enzo asking the questions. So my friend Enzo, take it away.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing? I'm glad to be back here one more time for this section. And we're going to go ahead and get right into it. So Emilio Sealback from the tennis team is asking Michaela the first question. Michaela, how does it feel to be a dual sport athlete as a freshman in college and already have received co-freshman of the year honors in one of your sports?
Yeah, being a dual sport athlete, I haven't gotten the full experience yet as track season is kind of just starting, just mainly focusing on volleyball in the beginning of the fall season. I think it will be really fun, definitely challenging, but it will keep me focused on school and maintain my grades in the spring, and also just allowing me to stay in shape 24/7. And then track is like another outlet for me, and I'm a thrower, so I get to just work by myself and just focus on getting better by myself.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. Next one for you also. If you could describe your first year at FPU with only one word, what would it be?
My word would probably be intense. Just always being on the go was a hard transition, but that's probably what I would pick.
All right. Thank you, Michaela. We're going to move on to Devin. Devin, this question comes from Leslie Quintana. What is one challenge you faced this freshman year and how did you overcome it?
Well, I think personally just like being away from home like constantly because I moved in the dorms. So just being away from my family and some family issues going on. But of course, like the typical identity crisis and just like just switching over from high school to college, I think it was definitely a struggle, but having volleyball practices there really helped a lot, though.
So. All right, Devin, one more for you. What qualities make a perfect teammate? You got one right next to you. So.
I would say, like, very outgoing and thoughtful and just, like, literally, like, a light. Like, I just love listening. I'm a listener, so, like, if you need to yap or something, I'm there for you, and I would enjoy every minute of it.
Thank you. We're going to move on to Coach Kelsey. This question actually comes from myself, so I wanted to ask you, Coach, what was one of the keys to success in this first season?
Yeah, I think just being consistent. I think there's something I say to them all the time is I'd rather us be consistently good than occasionally great. And I think that is really important, especially in a team atmosphere. So just being consistent every single week, starting off the week with our goals, starting off games with the same type of like pregame meal or pregame discussion. And I think that's really important.
Thank you, Coach, and congrats to you and Devin and Michaela and all of the team for the amazing season, and only up from here. All right, so this upcoming week, we got Sunbirds men's basketball in action at FPU against UC Merced, 4:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Special Event Center. That's the only thing we got coming up this week. As always, general admission is $10 for whoever wants to come watch our men's hoop. Against UC Merced, 17 and under admission is free. Back to you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Enzo, for those questions. Always fun to hear from the Fresno Pacific University community. We got a few minutes here, so some bonus time with you guys. So we're talking a little bit off air, Coach, about what the next few months look like, what the summer's going to look like for you, and even next year. So from a coaching perspective, like, and the girls talked about how intense it is. They need to let their bodies rest and minds rest and adjust still. So how about for, like, you and the program? What do the next, like, 2 or 3 months look like?
Yeah, definitely a lot of recruiting in that, and getting a lot of athletes on campus, whether it's for next year or the following year. And we have 2 really solid commits from this area, and we're just trying to grow that out. And so just focusing on next year and how do we make it even better. I think that's important. Pre-planning. Trips, pre-planning, you know, like just basically the calm before the storm, right? And so, because then once the storm happens, we'll be prepared. So, I think just recruiting and also resting myself. You know, I think our coaching staff puts a lot of time and energy away from their families, and we do it because we love it and we want to be successful, and we want them to know that they're just as important as our family. So a little bit of family time is probably well needed all the way around. So, yeah.
Hawaii next year again. So how does that work? So obviously this year with the soccer team traveled with you guys.
Yeah.
But is Hawaii on the schedule next year?
Yeah, we will be going to Hawaii again next year. We will not be going to Hawaii the following year. So it's just kind of a trade-off. Like Point Loma randomly is coming to play us again next year, but we're going to them the following year. And they came to us this past year. So, I mean, that's a win in our book. Anytime we can play in our own gym, that's key. So.
All right, girls. So the next couple months, like Michaela, I'm glad that Enzo was asking you that question about being a dual sport athlete, because I didn't get to ask you. But what events did you do at Hoover on the track team last year?
I long jumped. I triple jumped for a little bit, but my knees couldn't take it anymore. And
that's a hard one.
Yeah. And then I hurt my ankle during volleyball season, so I was like, I'm just not going to jump, take time off. And I just walked over to the discus ring, and I put a disc in my hand, and the first throw that came out was not too hot. But I ended up getting 6th at Masters. And, yeah, I had only been throwing for about a year.
All right, so let me get this straight. So you pick up a discus. Is it just laying there, and you're just like, hey, let me try to throw this thing, and you end up getting 6th in the entire central section?
Yeah.
That's Michaela.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That describes her perfectly.
That's crazy.
How about your basketball skills? Can you shoot a basketball?
I actually can. I will get on that 3-point line, and I will swish it in the basket.
God, what can she do?
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
That's awesome. All right, Devin, what about for you? What's the next couple months look like for you? Obviously, Thanksgiving tomorrow, got Christmas break to look forward to, but like resting your body, diving into your academics a little bit more, like what do the next few months look like?
Personally, I think just low-key just going at it strong, like getting strong, like mentally and physically. Yes, also having a lot more time to recover and stuff, but I want to like hit the gym and get a few more touches, get some reps and stuff. That's what mine's
like. Yeah, that's amazing. That's awesome. All right, Coach, any last final thoughts before we end the show? Just about this season as a whole. I know you're not, you know, you're a very humble person, so but it was an incredible turnaround, right? I kept track of your guys' score on social media and the website, but it truly was a really remarkable season for you guys, especially the turnaround. What I think they won maybe 8 or 9 games total last year, and then to win 18.
Yeah, I think it's just we knew we had something special from the moment we walked into that gym. And to be honest, I wouldn't have taken the job if I didn't. When I walked on that campus for my interview and I met the players that were returning, I met the staff, and I really felt like, okay, this is what I'm being called to do, and I have not regretted it once. And obviously there's challenging days, but this group really made it even more special and even more like I felt like we as coaches could not let them down, and that is really important. And so just for the future, just continue in that direction, is we're here to serve them just as much as we want them to be serving others.
Awesome. And the trajectory of the program at Fresno Pacific University is definitely headed upward. Thanks to CJ Haydock for telling us about Giving Tuesday. Make sure you guys donate to Fresno Pacific University. Thanks to Michaela Smith, Devin Castaneda, and of course Coach Kelsey from the women's volleyball program. Thank you guys for listening. We'll do it again next week.